continue along with our state semifinal football previews. And Waukee Northwest is a part of the Class 5A field. Talk with head coach Corey Kapatich. Coach, always exciting when you can end the year in Cedar Falls. I guess just, you know, speak to that and the feelings on getting there.
Yeah, I mean, we're excited about the opportunity to go and play a good Iowa City Liberty team. And, you know, always excited when you can move on. And, you know, it was one of our goals, obviously, to move on to the playoffs. But, you know, I think we have a group of guys that aren't satisfied with just making it there. You know, we want to go there and play well and hopefully win.
I know when I talked to you earlier on this year, you'd mentioned that, you know, last year you guys played a ridiculously tough schedule, and you were 4-5 in that and just missed out on the playoffs. And I know in the moment that stung a lot, but speak to how maybe that built, you know, what you guys have been able to do this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that was huge for what we did this year. I mean, you know, I think part of it was, you know, we had a lot of tough, close losses. We were a fairly young team last year. I think we learned some lessons on you know, how to finish games. And I think it motivated the guys. We've got a really good group of seniors that have put in a ton of work in the offseason since last November. Good. I mean, obviously to get to this point, you got to have some talent, but it's more than that. I mean, these kids are hard workers and they're tough and they're great leaders. So we just have a good group of kids that have the right mix of talent and work ethic and toughness and all those things that you want to, you know, that helps you at this part of the season.
Go even further back, you know, fifth year for the program. I know you've been there since the start. Speak to how this program has continued to build to the point where something like this is possible.
Yeah, I mean, I just go back to the very beginning when, you know, I mean, we started with nothing and had to build it from the ground up. And obviously we've got a great community, really supportive community, a lot of good football players. But, you know, we had to start it from the year one, and I really give a lot of credit to those guys year one. I mean, our first year we went 5-4, made the playoffs, and we played the toughest schedule in the state right out of the gates, and we easily could have won 1-8 that year. I mean, that's how good the teams were that we played, I think, at one point. I mean, I think 7 of the 9 teams we played that first year were in the top 10 when we played them, and we started out 0-3 and ended up making the playoffs, so... You know, that was another great class. We have just good kids and leaders. And, you know, I mean, everything from that to, you know, starting a youth program here at Northwest. I mean, it's been a building process. And, you know, all that's kind of, I guess, has led to the success we're having now.
Your team got to the semifinals with a shootout win over Sioux City East. You know, now that you've had a few days to reflect on that game, tell me about it.
Oh, I mean, Sioux City East is a really good team. You know, they're as good as anybody we've played this year. So I've got some talent, got a really good quarterback. You know, we had a couple of errors on special teams where they recovered a couple onside kicks, which I think kind of let them back in the game. But they were good. We knew it was gonna be a dogfight. And yeah, I was really proud of our players. I mean, we were up 27-7, then all of a sudden we down 33-32 in the fourth quarter, and then, you know, we just battled right back and really put them away in the fourth quarter, ended up winning by a couple scores. But, I mean, that was a really good team we beat.
Now, looking to this week, Iowa City Liberty, the opponent in the semifinals. Initial thoughts on them and this matchup?
Yeah, they're a good team. I mean, really well coached, have a lot of good football players. Quarterback's pretty special. So, you know, they do some things that are hard to prepare for. You know, they're 10-1. They won a lot of games. You know, so they're a good team. I mean, it's really no different than everybody in the playoffs. I mean, everybody's good at this point, and so it'll be a tough test for us Friday night.
Yeah, kind of in a similar boat too, in that, you know, a program that's had to build and build to get to this point. What's the most important thing for your team on Friday?
Well, I think that starts off with taking care of the ball. You know, a lot of these games come down to turnovers, little details. So, you know, if we can take care of the ball and run the football, you know, and play good defense, limit big plays, you know, I think we'll have a good chance to win. But, you know, if we don't, then it'll be tough for us.
It's Corey Kapatich, head football coach at Waukee Northwest, his team into the 5A state semifinals. Coach, appreciate the time and best of luck.
Yep, thank you.